There is concern that many European families will be very cold this winter. Russia's energy giant Gazprom says several of its key customers in Eastern Europe and the Balkans are receiving less Russian natural gas since it closed the taps to Ukraine on New Year's Day because of unpaid bills. Speaking through an interpreter, Gazprom's chief executive officer Alexei Miller blames Russia's neighbor for the shortfall.
Our European consumers in Hungary, Slovakia, Romania and Poland and in the Balkans are reporting unlicensed siphoning off of Russian gas on Ukrainian territory. In this situation, Gazprom must provide additional volumes of gas through other gas transporting corridors.
Ukraine denies it is stealing from Russia's main pipeline to the West, saying there are technical reasons for Europe's natural gas reductions. Ukraine's official on energy security, Bohdan Sokolovsky, has warned that Europe could face a bigger crisis within 2 weeks if Russia continues to hold natural gas deliveries to his country. His comments were translated by Russia Today Television.
In around 10 days, there could be very serious technical problems. The transit of gas may be disrupted at some point, and it will not be our fault.
Russia says natural gas shipments to Ukraine can resume only if it pays outstanding debts of more than $2 billion. Ukraine has pledged to pay only $1.5 billion. In addition, Gazprom has raised the price of natural gas for Ukraine to $450 per 1,000 cubic meters, nearly twice the amount offered by Kiev. Gazprom and energy mediation company Rosukrenergo accuse Ukraine of trying to blackmail the Russian gas producer into lowering prices. Rosukrenergo's board of directors member Hans Baumgartner says they are suing the Ukrainian government over the dispute.
Rosukrenergo itself filed two claims against Ukraine to ensure gas transportation to Western Europe.
Ukraine has urged the European Union to mediate. Europe receives about a quarter of its gas supplies from Russia, but it has been reluctant to become involved in the Ukrainian-Russian dispute. But the Czech Republic, which holds the rotating EU presidency, has called a special meeting of envoys from all 27 member states to discuss the crisis Monday in Prague. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.